We are holding a siman kuf yutas sugya with the monos. Then again, very practical. We all have kravim, or question how to look upon them, what the gedder we give them, we simik upon them. Sometimes we're forced to, or invited to eat by them. The question they get to shalom bayis, and it's very again this idea constantly to try to go step by step how to look upon people and how to deal with it. So I think there are six different types of people out there that have to look at each one. The first one is a simple one, the case of a goy. A goy has no namalas. That means avadi has not no namalas in kula. So that the end of simul kuf yudches is already even with chumro. You come along and says, I threw into your food treifas, chazer, I worked in the kitchen, I put in treifas, he is not nemo. So the achroinim will sit down in front of him and eat it. So you're not nemo. Not trustworthy. The question is why? Why should you trust him with your money? Now he has your bank accounts, your information, he has your bank over here. So that's what the portion will say. Balabatjas, psychology. He did not believe the same thing that you believe in. He does not have the same values that you have. Money, he understands. Kashrus, in English, what they call kashrus, dietetic laws. Diets are made to cheat on, right? That's everyone knows. What are diets? You know, it means everyone starts a diet every second week, right? Because it always seems to stop and we cheat here and cheat there a little bit. And it means that not to have any sugar means just a little bit. And not to have too much flour just means a little bit. And when your friends help you out, the wife or the mother or the children, no salt, here's a little bit. So, and Karim will say the same thing. No chalavi, come on, I had some milk inside your steaks over here. Butter, it's a margin over here. Yeah, just a little bit. It doesn't. Dietetic laws, we start all the time. They don't appreciate, like we said last time, it's like them, we don't appreciate voodoo. They don't appreciate Torah and Yahadus. And therefore, them, they not believe Silo Kul and Alachom over here. Therefore, we need to call them a Mirsatz, Yeshua Nichnatz. They gain nothing out of it. Umon Doimon Apshe. You have to have things that push them to follow your directions. That's one group of guys. The second group is Faker, the other end of the spectrum. You saw kosher. A yid that we know is 100% Neman over here. And the question is, can you eat in his house? Pospitari says, Dover. You have to have Edom to be something upon a person. So how in the world can you eat in a person's house? We are the Edom over there. So the Edom knows the Gemara is Gittin, Beis and Beis. The Gemara over there says, Eid Echon Neman Biser. Eid Echon Neman. We have a curve for that. Either have Rashi and Yibomis Lapeches. It says up Yisfara. If not, how could a person ever eat by a friend's house? If not, how could eat by B'nai Beisai? Rashi seems to understand and quote what he needs. Svaro, posh that way, that idea, that concept. This is a second Rashi in Chulun Dafid and Beis. Also, Kain Zay Rashi, Kitim Beis and Beis. Rashi brings down a posuk of a Zavachta in the case of a Shokat. In Dvorim, case in Vayikro, beginning of Vayikro, that by the gate of Shechito and during the machshing a carbon over there, we have a possible shaka to yochan over there. There are no two edim over there. So see the idea that we have a possible telling you that edachon neman. The Pirmukhub explains why I have two makars according to Rashi. He says his idea of it's chazik yisro. The idea by a carbon before you shacked it or any animal that you eat before you shacked it is a chazokish in zvuach. By his chazik, you need to come on to the idea we are of a possible. Mashaykh can eat in a friend's house, eating by the basai. No reason to assume that he is. There's no chazik over there. And that we have a svara. That means in the case, one time a svara, it's not as chazik. We have a pasuk, but it is chazik. And Gittin and Beis, come on twice with another makar. He calls the sukkah and ksubas that I am Beis. The Gemara brings down over there that Isha can, by the case of a zava, she has 7 days in the kim over there. The pasuk says v'safra lo, to her. Lo la'aksmo. I mean, she is Nemon. To account for herself, the Zainakim, the Gate, to do the Zainakim over there. They point out, a lot of people say, we see even Noshim on Nemon, they're in the kitchen, the Pasuk is on Noshim, they say that Nemon, Elechon Nemon Yisrim over here. Now you could ask why is it Rashi, is not being down the idea of a Safalo, either Rabban wants to answer, we would have to learn, Efshir, Mesha Efshir, case of a Safalo, what option do you really want? What do you want to do over here? Kain of the idea of Efshir, or the people who don't want to say, Taishis is going to, I mean, Rashi going also beside the idea of going to the mikvah, maybe you do need to aid him. So Zainakim is counting 7 days. They're not makshar yet. You have to go to the mikvah, maybe mikvah to switch off from being a tomei to a toiro. Echlami, do need to aid him. So the Achronim go back and forth. What's my colleagues Rashi and Taisus over here? How to understand the mikvah echlem yisroel? But at the end of the day, we have three makaris, and they saw kashrus. Now we have either a svara, what the idea of shchito, what the idea of a safala. Therefore, on the sikh of yes, not so for the lavush, being down the Yisrael Shabbai, said, call Adam Neman al Shaloi, how do you know, because Taisus Pasik of the safala. She is Neman over here, therefore, Eilech and Nambi Yisrael over here. Hani, me libe stam b'nei Adam, have a choshuk, when the choshuk is a choshuk in the Dinteraisa, or a choshuk in the Geta Drabonon, I mean, no, the Koshu is the Mahi case the Abonon. Over here, we're not Sabich Abonon. That means now we look to, we lead to our third category. That means number one, we had a Goy. Number two, you had a Sol Kosher. And that's going to be a servant. Number three, now we lead to the case of a Kosher. Now, if we read the Forshim slowly, the Machabe and some Kuvir Ches and Ches, there are two different types of people who are Kosher. The Kosher, the person who is Betim, he Shermin Mitzvahs. He does no Mitzvahs. I was once speaking about Tshuva, how he told me the first Yom Kippur is so easy. He didn't eat, he only drank. No one told me he's not supposed to drink in Yom Kippur. Well, of course, he was clueless. He said, it was so easy. You know what the big deal of this? He said, no, fine. He drank. Yeah. So, my said, people out here in the gate to cash is the same thing. They know what they do. They come along with us. Again, we spoke out the Star of David. Star of David makes something kosher over here. But they just check the ingredients. They don't realize they get the ingredients, society changed. Anything less than 2% not be in the package over here. But they don't realize the problem with Vishalakim. They don't know there could be a problem of bugs inside, or there could be an idea over here of some chafers. They don't know how the whole world changed over, how things are different today. You know, people who serve upon Rabbanut, we spoke about Rabbanut already, the Bayah is, they're only as strong as the weakest link, and even the weakest link is nothing over here. So there are people here, or Betim, there are good people. They're Shamer something. They're not sure what they're Shamer. Some, I don't call them the Sarati or Dati, because there are different categories in the Sarati and Dati. It's very not fair terminology. But there are people who are, I say clueless is also not really, I'm not sure how to define it, but there are people out there, we all run to these scramble there again. I've seen people cook on Shabbos because they think it's sporty, as long as it was on before Shabbos, they heat up things and they cook things. And, well, they're just clueless people there. That is a type of person, again, he's a good person. Why is he choshed for? He's choshed because he's clueless over there. And therefore, the Mechama Kuv Yechesef Ches brings down the concept of negative switching. He's Neman, he's not going to switch. He's not out to get you. He's not going to put things in train for something that's kosher here. That says the Mechaber, the first Shito. Except, he's nice, so this week we get to look and say Zion, they won't bring down for Ishid Lovat is not Neman. We have to find what this guy, this person is. There's again this person they call him, I don't know, Stam Dati. Some of Stam Dati, Mesorati, that type of person over here, there'd be a look and say Zion who have to relate to him because he is a Choshed. But not because he's amazing, because he's a shagir, because he's an imamut over here. That's the third type. The fourth type is a case who's amazing. That's the case over here of a chiloni. But it's a chiloni and stam nati. Both of them are chashudim for two different reasons. One's clueless, and one knows, and knows better, could brought up in the firm house. Maisa, he's a case of a chiloni. Maisa, he's amazing over here. Or even brought up in the fire house, but he just doesn't care. He'll do things amazing over here. Oh, but that means everyone in this country knows not to put on chashmal on Shabbos. I'll put on chashmal, but sinner, not from a fasting. That's not a but sinner, put on. That person is a chiloni. The case of a chashmal over here. So, negate to him what's a locha. The locha is a body cannot be said upon him. He's like a guy. A chiloni is mamish like a guy. He tells you something. His kashi is not nemon. Not only that, let's say you sat by him in his house. He comes over and tells you, you know what? I want to store special for you. I bought for you patats. I'm mamish patats. It looks like patats over here. And here it is on a chapami plate and plastic silverware. Please eat that made it special. You came to mass over here. Says the Mechabit Zephal, the push is very clear. Even says Koshi, he's not Nemon. The Shaks of Kondal says, he's not Nemon. He is a guy. A Chilin is a guy. That means, is there someone to be a Choshin? He's a Shagik, and I have an old clones of Zayin. There's a Choshin, because he's amazing. A Chilin, he's not Nemon at all. Even he says, I bought you 100 Kosher. Again, why? He's like a guy who has no values. He doesn't appreciate this idea. It's like every dieter that we cheat on. He has the same thing. He's trying to help you out. He doesn't know the taste of a good croissant, a good rogalach. You know good rogalach. I know good rogalach. I don't really got kosher. So yeah, this is but that's rogalach over here. Trying to give you some yishmak of rogalach. I'm not sure if there's trade rogalach out there. I don't know if there is a better type of rogalach than bakery over here, than bourbons or whatever it is. But actually, whatever it is, they're trying to help you out over here. They actually don't count even with the evidence. They do discuss... What? You mean? Yeah, but I think so. Now, there is a question what happens sometimes, though, these people over here, they're Shudim. Their wife is, let's say, not a Choshud. I mean, sometimes people, the wife comes to Baal Shuva first, and he knows that you come to his house, and they get served over here. So who exactly is serving you? So the chur that's spoken about with the Kabbalah we bring down, that's if Yehemi says, the chur, the essential one is, the one who's in charge of the food, we look upon. That means if you're in charge of the food of your house, then you'll have to deal how he is, if he's a chosh, he's a problem. If she's in charge of the food of the house, she won't be a chosh, if she's not, then you can eat there. That means the question is, who's serving it, is that who owns the food? Means the question is, who's in charge of the food? Building upon that, that we have this person over here, this chiloni, he's not nevelon. Let's say you come along, you know, sometimes you have the craving of Haifa or Tel Aviv, whatever, and they, you know, go there after the visit them. They come an hour early for lunch, you know, and then you come and they come the can of tuna with badats, edach reid, not badats, but it's edach reid, badats over there. They know. And they have the chapami plates and the silverware over there, and they have the closed rice cakes over there, and coke that says land on it. Can you eat it? I mean, you see it's kosher. The whole problem is saying, now that nevelon, sealed, it's closed. Are they nevelon? Are they not nevelon? Can you eat by them? And something that is kosher 100%, but they're kosher. So as far as you say, why not? It's 100% fine. It's closed can of tuna fish. It's stamped on two sides. Two chasims over here. Okay, then it's into the can over here. Mamish is, but that's a different way. What can you eat it? So that's in the Mishnah of Shabbos and Afid Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, Lo yechol zov mazovo, nei hergol averu. That means everyone knows the sugya of a chot is in the Kuf Tzadikai. Over there it's brought down that a zovo, that means Aaron needed his manzah, should not eat with a zov. Koshkin should not eat with a case of a regular person. I mean, the geta chokas, you can eat on the one table, or one plate over here. What the Mishnah says, you should not eat more with the other, it's regular very. Goes to the Gemara further, a bris, and Nafi Gimel brings down, ki yitza boi, loichel zov parish, zov amoritz. Two men cannot eat together, one's an amoritz, and one's a tamachok and mechover. I can that both tome, both zov right now. What's the problem? So I'm always giving somebody that's tummy, the zub, the tamachok, the mechover. He's tummy anyway. What's the big deal? Says Gemara, why? Shemi hei rogel etzloi. Might be rogel to him. And therefore, when he's not tummy, the chover, I'll come along and I'm always going to give him things that are tummy, I'm going to tummy him. Now, when he comes to say, you cannot eat things that are kosher 100% for him right now, because later on, he might give him something that will mess up his tire over here, the chover. On this, comes along the riaz, the shulik gebar b'rishna, piskariaz, come on and say, therefore, Mishu Choshev, on things that are also, the loch is, even eat by him heter, you give the badats tuna fish, and a can over here, sealed, and land out coke over here, and sold over here, do not eat by him now, can come rogel by him, and I'll give you davatame over here. Davatame. And things are heter 100%, these are Choshev, and you cannot be settled upon his conscious, even a time when you know 100% is Choshev, not to eat by him. Come on, the dark Moshe over here, it's a cotton dalif. It brings down the Goyz Ozerua B'Shem Ri, Goyz Oshi B'Shem Ri Ozerua. Now I can't find this Ri Ozerua, but the Magi and the Piske Riyah says, Ri Ozerua is Reish Yod Alavav Zayin. It's supposed to be really one word, Riaz. The vav is a little extra, and really, the Akimush is quoting this Riaz, based upon this Gemara, this price over here that says, the look of the person cannot eat by a Choshed, even Dava Kosher. Even Dava Kosher. And therefore, the Taz brings it down over here. It's a Kondalit. The Knesset Gedolah brings it down that way. The Loch cannot eat Dava Kosher. Asad HaShem, if Yechon says, come on, it's kosher 100%. The less, I'm not sure that way. The Ein Zemir Kadin, it does say, however, it's Chumab Alma, Mis Hasidus, it's correct to go do over here. They should not eat with the Kosher, even if they're Vada Kosher. So you have two sides over here, and things that are Vada 100% kosher, you see with your own eyes, can you eat with the Kosher? Now, the only question really is it going to be only a Mis Hadin, Mikar Din, Mis Chasidus. So there are those who say it's a Chumro, the Matzah Shekel, Lech Mafonim, the Chasalof says it's a Chumro. The Maisa Be'ikim of the Paikim, the Machre, it's Mikar Din. It's Lech Mehuda, Lech Chitanis, Shulch Gavoyal, Bechor Shor, it's quotes Pi Chodesh, it says, Haksev Alas, that's a Gemara, before Shor Price over here. It's a before Shor idea that's put down by the Riaz of Mishnah already. Hakisei, it's before Shor Amu, what's the title? The Mach, no, it's the Rambam. Hakisei, the Maisa, the Lech is not that way. Therefore, the Erech HaShulchan, the Zivchei Tzedek, the Akechuba, the Vos HaTshuva, the Chalitala, the Rav Shtrimah, the Bi'oimah, they all come up with Paschim, the Loch, the Maiso. You cannot eat Vadei Kosher by your Chiloinim that give you things that close here. Why? Because you come to be ruckled by them, and they'll give you things that might see candy over here. I heard one of them want to tell you, Lechora, by the case of Archokis, what do you do with the eat with your wife? You put a heker. So maybe it'll be an Eitzah to put a Heker together with him. Same with Korshavoy. Same idea over here. So first of all, this is for Asemis who has that Shiloh on the Sugi Daki Gimel. I want to say maybe that's so. But however, all of the places do not bring it down. Do not bring it down. No one says it fine. Besides the Asemis, that's a Kasher. The Pasha's reason is because the idea Shiloh of a Heker is if two people are Kosher, the Gemara says Das, we have Das. Two people have Das, and even the Yochid, learning from Peches, by Bos Bechob, a lot of places say it does not work the idea of a Heker. So we have Das, and we have two people, we have that Kosher, when the Heker works. Here you have what? No two koshers. You have a person who's a shadow here. He's not Neman. He's not worthy of anything. It doesn't count for anything. The idea of a Heker does not work down with a Pesach scheme. It does not work over here.
In case two people
buy
a Mar, it's going to work.
But they're not Heker from him. Yeah. Not sure. Yes, for them. Yeah, might say, the main time is not brought down. That's, no one says it. As far as why I think it all starts, what do you deal with that? Now, Chad and himself, you know, you have these cravings, and they constantly say, I'll buy you, I want to make your own food, and I'll make it special, all sealed over here. You know, so of course he said, my wife doesn't want to travel, we don't feel well, so he's he'll be a come to us, we'll love to have you, we'll spend time together, you know. You always can say that. But what happens, Maisa, sometimes you start the first. What's the lacha b'di'evit? You are there, and they serve Maisa, you got there only for the afternoon. And they come out with a late lunch special for you. So of course they say, you ate already. You have to I sealed it, what are you going to do? The Maisa, the lacha b'di'evit, the mechaba them all, in the words are, that you should not, in this arach esla, if you already are there, not in this arach imo, leichu b'shloi b'dvam shu choshu d'aleyem. The point of the mechaba them is saying, what? B'di'evit is mutter. And we know it's kosher. There's no problem. The woman died, the Rambam Mechaber, that not even them kosher, one l'chachilo, the other mice, no problem there. But only they get involved inside the Shalom, again, Shalom Bayis. So come on, the Pais can say, once we have a head to the Ebed, instead of a Stromboch, once they have a Shalom to get to Shalom, Darker Shalom, Shalom Bayis, someone's friends with Shuba, Kadoimri, what time is all Nichol get up the Ebed? What would the Ebed start? What did they go do over here? So that means, last time, you know, the grandmother's 90th birthday, it only happens once every 20 years. So I said, now what are you going to do over here? You have to show up for the 90th birthday, you know. What do you then? He has things sealed special for you. So, you know, of course, you try to get out of it, but you're stuck. You have to go. So that's the chel get a service term off. But you have it over here. They come with you sealed stuff. Nothing's open. Nothing's they can switch over here. When it's sealed, my son then smote over here. So, again, it comes out so far. They get to chilayim who are chashudim. Number one, they are not neman, not a kiyuzak, like a get of a guy. Number two, b'di'evet. The loch is over here. When it's heter, then it can be settled upon it. The rachil will even heter, we don't eat over here. Number three is, what happens now, next shlav, you're stuck. You don't have things that are sealed. And the value will go come. And people say, but come on, they're neman over here. Do you say that? Is there any nemanis at all to chilani? Anyways, there are chances in the most of that. So there's an interesting sugyo. Sugyo called neman kebetre. That means called a Moshe Tshuva about 100 years ago. He's discussing how it used to be in those days, how the parents are from, and the kids and mice went off the derech. When the parents get older, it's better for the children or for society to move in with the children. And now the children are serving the food to the parents. The children are chilainim, and the parents are shemitah mitzvahs, yir shemayim. Can they be semich upon the children who are mamash chilainim over here? So you can sing a ksubas da'bayei. Exam, there was the isha, there was chayv shvu and a bezin of rova. Come along with Basra of Chizr's daughter, and said, I know she's a chshuda. I know she is. They once she's a chshuda, she cannot make a shvua. They switched around the shvua on the other person. They can go them further and know the maisa. There's a case over here, they came in front of a papa, of Atar, a master with a shtar over here. Papa says, I know the shtar is paid up. So in fact, rova to a papa, you know, but you have another aid with you. So they have no other aid with me. So you aid echad, you're not neman. So he said, my high. Basav Chizda is Neman. Now Papa is not Neman. Papa talking about over here. And the daughter of Chizda might say, is Neman? He said, yeah, Echlami. Basav Chizda Kimle Begavoy. I know very well she's the Isha of the Nemanis. And you might say, I don't know. Papa. You might be before Sam, at Sadak, at Godol. But I don't know you personally. What does that mean? Think about the wonder of Papa talking about in the Bezdin, he's basking Shiloh. You, I don't know. So come on, which explains your side, but on Lalocha. We said that there are two types of nemonis. There's nemonis which had how the Torah set things up. Moshe, Moshe and Aaron, they cannot say Eidos on Dinim Omnes. We're not together, not separate. Moshe came in and said, the person paid up. Tell Moshe, you have another Eid with you? Moshe obeyed him. He says, no. So he said, okay. Kari says, two Eidim. Moshe, Aaron and Kari. Shalom Kali is all right. He's not that one. Why? Later, the Torah is Shurim. But two Yokels walk in, Yankel and Shmuel, then Nemon. Moshe Ben is not Nemon. Why? Torah says two people, the Chesed Kashas, Mais is Nemon, and Moshe Mais is not Nemon. Why? That's a side of the Koich Nemon to be said the Torah. Then come over Moshe is Nocha Nemon. Not mitzad Nemon, not mitzad Chazokas, mitzad Yidia Atzvis. Where the Moshe is, Kimshu Yidia Atzvis. I know, I personally know, this person does not lie. I know. Not as chazokas, and I assume, and I hear, and people say over. I know, I personally know over here. Therefore, the daughter of Chizda, I know. I know for years, it's been around the house, I know. That's nothing to do with the Muslim of the Torah, that's personally there. Papa, yes, everyone knows he's a chosid and a tzaddik. But I don't know. See, who knows, you know? Everyone knows he goes to mikvah, but I don't know, I didn't see him. I know who he is, what he really is, what goes on, I don't know. So it's the gate to a personally deal, it has to be personally deal. The Vasim Chizal Mais I do believe, and this person Mais I don't believe. Building upon this Kamal Moshe, when they get to children, he says, number one, if the person is a Shasid Chak, the parents over here are very old, there's a king over here, and they have to go somewhere. And number two, you know the child, Kimlin Begavoy, that you know the Mais, they are people of their monas. Says number three, and didn't say this over the years, you know they never fooled you, never tricked you, but certain children, most not that way, but certain children, Mais and them. No. Other children, I know my kid tried to hit my wife's passport last week, couldn't find a passport, and we certain children, and no, until Tati got involved over here, somehow reappeared again. Fine, my son, and then the other passport disappeared, no. Fine, my son, until then we got out to get the passports over here. They're very funny, the kids. My son, hard passports. But my son, young kids, fine. But my son, so certain people over time, You get to know the Maisa. So if you have a case of Nisyanis that you know, Nehemiah Moshe says, Allah Maisa, if you, the parents know the children, don't lie, Bishas Tchak, Nehemiah, the Chshutim, the Chilainim, but Nehemiah can betray, firstly, no, Echnami can be said upon them and eat their, not their cash, but them saying this is kosher. Building upon this, come to this forum and say, today's world switched everything around. The Moshe was causing when the parents are from and the kids are fry. Today's the other way around, where the parents are fry and the kids are from. And the question is now, right, Mamush Dorobo, and the shell is now, can the kids who come home to their parents, can they be serving upon their parents? Based on the Moshe side of them, can they trade? They have a Kamlong, Shev Kossi, and Yabiel Imer, and Shukri Chemod, and the fourth Kamlong say, the same side, if you know your parents, and them can betray, and the Shasid Chak, because somehow you have to get home, I'll show them over there, and the Kimle Begavoy, over the strangers over time, they never try to put food inside, and you know they don't lie in the taxis, they don't steal over here, the Mamash Yashis over here, don't cheat on the diets over here, the Jewish diets over here. So if you know that way, negate you, they never fooled you, Echnami, same beside you, never can betray. So if you're stuck, the Shasid Chak, never can betray. No, that's Shalom Mumma, we get Peshlachim. That's all of us, Peshkechuva, Achlon Zapaiskim, it's first the Moshe. Building upon this question of Nebuchadnezzar, when Moshe has his head to, they took it both ways. Get children upon parents upon children. Mishat, again, really three things. Mishat and Chak, Kimle, Begavoy, with the Serenus. Do we paskin like this idea of Moshe and Nebuchadnezzar? Why not? Zechavetz Chaim, Hilkus Lashnor, first Nebuchadnezzar, Kal Zain, Cain Zain, Hilkus Lashnor, Kal Zain also. He writes over there, that Nem Kibay Trey negate to Lashon Hara, to believe a person. He says, Azim Nem of the Kibay Trey. So it brings down that the Rif and the Rosh, Paskin the Chlisha Mishpah, Bezman Azer, we do not say Nem Kibay Trey. Agam and Ebenezer, we do say in Chlisha Mishpah, in the Lacha, Nekas Lachumma, not Lakula. Therefore, the Lacha Maisa and Simon Zain is brought down, the Rif and the Rosh were not Nem Kibay Trey. They were said the Chavetz Chaim negate to Lashari and not Nem Kibay Trey. Today, people in Maisa are not Nem. Why? Says Loi Kibay Begavai. We don't know people that well. Used to be in open times that more of a sense of yashus, and then more of a you maybe can stand people better. Today, we all have our own sense of what is right and what is wrong. Just look around, and therefore, for this reason, come on, we don't have the idea Kibay Begavai. Alok Maisa is not passing this way. So it sounds like Pashas Machlokes and Moshe versus Chometz Chaim. If it was man is there, we have the idea of Kimle Megavoi. The obvious question is Chosh Mishpat says in Simuvav, we did not say the locho of Nemkevetreik. It was a Kimle Megavoi. So Moshe has this question. Moshe says, you're right. By Chosh Mishpat, by Momenus. By assume, we do say the idea of Kimle Megavoi. Assume, yes, not by Momenus. Momenus didn't create him. Assume he didn't want it. So Moshe answers this question. I mean, come to the Chodesh Machlokes over here. So one year, the Aruch HaShabbos of Reuben, he was giving a shiur in Kilus Beitar in the shul about the idea of how to children to eat by parents when the parents are chilonim. And he went with this mahalach over here from Moshe, and he said over how the world switched over and how the Maisa Shas Atchak Kim Megavoy are the students the Maisa Smuter. So he went over to him with the Chavetz Chaim. And he asked him, "Lachor, what do you do with the Chavetz Chaim?" So yeah, the Chavetz Chaim disagrees. Machlokes over here. Fine. Next year, he gave the same exact shiur with the same exact tetter. So I asked him, you know, last year you said over L'chol Chometz Chaim. Oh, he said, yeah, he does. We don't pass L'chol Chaim. I'm sorry. He said, we don't pass L'chol Chaim over here. Fine. Kenta, he has the right to say that. He has the right to say that over here. What? Yeah, come out of the Lashon also. Yeah, Ken's over here. I said, the dear Shul Chometz Chaim, somebody put the two together, I'm not sure how. Or Shtumachon, he brings it down. He does it right over here. L'chol Chometz Chaim, and Moshe disagrees over here. So Shtumachon goes back and forth about his end of Sarachim. Maisa had to go, had to be Samech Banet. Maisa, what comes out? Nemke Beitrei and the Chiloini. Number one, could be Samech. Not that simple. Machalik Chometz Chaim was a Moshe. Even the R Samech is Daft B'Shasav Chak, Kimle B'Gavoy with Nisrenis Aliyar. Now to make it, that means, for example, now you want to be Samech upon a person. So not simple. The way they're being done to other cases where it's much more in the Gea, which is very tough how to answer, is that Ke'inza, the place of Shtumach discussing, When he becomes about Shuva first, and Bez Hashem will become about Shuva. So now the Negei to Hilkas Nida and Vesafala, she's a Chshuda. What to go do now? Vesafala, what options? Go get Isha Dublika on her. What do you want to do exactly? How to deal with it? Do you say Nem Kavitre when she's not Mishra Gilani over here? Vain against her Shtoma over here. So fine, Nati, someone else's house, don't say Nem Kavitre. What do you want to do with a guy comes about Shuva, his wife? But not yet. He's a chshuda right now. Bikasha. I read about it. Another case we discussed a lot of times when people are coming slowly religious, so they cash the person's house and they keep kosher at home. So they ask the Berkowitz, the mice, they keep cash kosher at home. Well, they go out and they don't keep kosher. Professor, everyone knows that. So when they go home, keep sending upon the kingdom in the house over here. So that's not nichol lehet to them kibetchei. It's not shasat chak. That's not shasat chak. Shasat chak means shasat chak. Don't even, they know they're eating out. You know that they're eating out. That's not shasat chak. I mean, to be sending upon it, we can't get to a bal shuv over here. To get to our sugi is very hard to come out that way. Mice, it comes out. In this diagram of your soul, that's kosher over here. Number one, he is not nemon. Number two, since he's not nemon, they get to eating kosher, vade kosher. Tuna fish can that's sealed over here with a Baal Vandau. We don't do lechatchila, b'diavad, yeah, whatever's in the parameter of b'diavad. Nem kibay trei is not that poshut. Next diagram. Again, so we went through number one, a case of a guy. Number two, you saw kosher. Number three, a Yisrael Amoris. Number four, a Yisrael kosher. Number five, a Yisrael that is, I don't know. I don't know what he is. I don't know who he is. Looks nice. He's a white shirt, black pants, he has the Yamkan. Can I eat by him? Any problem over here? So come along, the Rambam versus the Ravid over here. I mean, he's built upon the Sugin of Vodzor, Daf Lamites. The Rambam says, first he's crossing in Chutz Laaretz, Aloch is that you need to only eat by someone who's hooked to Bekashus. The Rambam goes on further and says, Nifu Bezmanazir, the Chol Mokmi has to be hooked to Bekashus. You can't buy from a person who you don't know. You can't buy. That means maybe you can eat in the house because it has cash. And again, the money you can't buy. Sasha, the rabbi said, "What do you mean?" And I'm laughing. I over here. I said, "What can you go buy?" He's a regular person. He's a kosher over here. Machlokes, having to send the tour, come up with that commotion. The Maisa, come up to be a machlokes like the rabbi wants to tie off. Washing the shach. It's a konal. Start off. Want to say the tour is being made kosher. I don't understand. Shan the tour. Also, the mechaber is not that clear how he's passing. That means the Shach starts over the Kasher, the Mechabit Simon Aleph and Simon Samachay, Salik over there to be Mekel, over here wants to be Machmer. So he wants to Mechabit the case over there, upside the other way around. Over there to be Machmer Shchita, over here to be Mekel. He wants to answer, the Gerta Shchita, this is numerous halachas, he had to shchito, and therefore by a shia and zusto and other psulim, and then he was shechtim out there by shchito being machmer. Ovil has to be meikol. Prichodesh has to be meikol. Zada sheni the pitoy the chosher said no. The mechaber is being machmer like the Rambam. The first before we get to lalocha, the big mavuch among the achoyim. Can you buy a yid? Based on the shchitim, we're not muktzeh b'kashrus. Again, he looks good. I know who he is. He's a yid. Let me to be clear. To Eden's house, Elachanam Yisroel. He walks to Bezin and says, "Yemachal Shabbos." Bezin will kill you based upon him. And again, to selling you things over here, Maisa Kesel Yana is a call. And therefore, who says he's Nemon? Less in the case of being Muchzik over here. So again, the Torah is Mavucha, Mechabes Mavucha. Come along, the Amor Losh Yishayimim. Feelu Misha Ainu Choshed. Just I do not recognize him over here. Also, to go buy from Yain anything over here that we're choshed for. However, says the Amor, can eat by him. You can eat by him, but for Mechila, Maisa's ulcer, Losh Yishayimim. Pashtus, he's passing this way. Therefore, Lalocha, it is brought down clearly that way by the Losh. He does pass away without Losh Yishayimim. The Tan says that Gamma Dakim Moshe brings down the meaning to be Mekel. The Tan ends up says the Maisa to be Machmer. He says the prop is Mazer, Kikuladaris, of Bad to be Machmer over here. Mogavum and Simulam Tesk goes this way. Pimkodim, Choshor, Graz, the Kishonarch. He says, "You need someone's makib muchzul kashrus." Ayn simak yodeya simakuf yedalud sif pashas alf. Depends that you have the oisvod or not. It's alpha base. But actually, the ma'aseh is coming to quote some local here. The ma'aseh to be machmir here. That you have to be muchzul kashrus. Again, there's other mishibun simakuf. You have to answer the kasha. Ma'aseh comes out. Those one time, if you have to be muchzul kashrus, go buy from him. At sana sheni, the other way saw the shach already. Once Tanya, where's he coming from? He brings down Marav Banach, Maestri Mekel over here. Once he's mashing the sugars that way, says he can be barred from any yid. The yid had a chesed kashrus. You don't know who he is. Let me a muchzik. They were the pichodosh, the chompodim, the pentelik, the chalmaisa are come to be Mekel. Loch maisa. Negated bnei svad is mavuchad of kopaskim. Bnei svad, again, are those of Mekel, pichodosh, the pentelik, the chayim, others being matmer. Chalmaisa being the simuchov. Maisa bnei Ashkenaz be'ikr, they go not like the Shach, the Maisa they are machmer, like the Ramo, like the Taz, very clear, we are machmer. That means, anyone who sells something, says, you know, my food is fine, you can't bark from them. Now, the numerous case of how to bring that down, that means you have to realize, that we're saying a person who says that my food is kosher, is not Nemo. So for example, you call up a restaurant, and say, can I speak to Mashgiach? It tells you what goes on in the restaurant over here. Who is Mashgiach? Do you know who he is? Is he a muchzik b'kashrus? You know anything about him? So how do you be summoned upon a restaurant with Ashkacha? So if you call up Ashkacha with Badatz, so Rav Sturmbach, whether the head of Badatz is, we can argue who's the head, whoever the head over here is, the Maisi comes along and says, I'm telling you he is working for me, and therefore you can be summoned upon him. That means a muchzik b'kashrus, that means I should know him personally. It means that somebody tells me that he knows him, that you trust that person. I trust Rav Sturmbach. And I trust her. Rav Reuben say, "Oh, this person is Nemo." So all anyone works for Rav Reuben, that's Kocha Rav Reuben, that's different Rav Reuben, the Ochel Shabbos. But both of my side ishtem on him. My side trust them over here. So they're saying this person is trustworthy. So I muchzik b'kashrus. That means I know. It means that someone who I trust says b'seder. There are people tell me they call up places, whether it's Chutz La'aretz or even in Eretz, they just speak to Mashgiach. Mashgiach told them, and the buying things from that store. That's against what it says in Chovei Shulchan Aruch. And every mashgiach knows exactly what to answer, and they know the sugya better than you, you know all the correct words to say over there. Unless you're really a buck in the field of Ashkacha, then you have no idea what really to answer, what to ask, and they know exactly what to answer. So it's like it's not even fear of the competition over there. Right? The whole Yisrael Shabbai, why the Neman, the one on top of them said he is Neman. You know, the one on top of them calling from a mashgiach is valueless, it's nothing. It's Kilkul HaDaris over here. What are you doing Simchan over here?
Even if you know what to ask, why is that changing?
No, it doesn't. Not you know what to ask. Certain people, let's say an elephant, would call up a mashgiach, and he'll know how to get the correct information. Where's it coming from? Who's ordering it? What the price is?
Why am I allowed to believe that? No.
What way elephants
are allowed to believe
that? No, he's actually Yesh Lodim. No, it depends really what he's asking. I mean, there's certain things you can track down where they're coming from. I mean, he's asking where this guy is coming from. The tracking device. He knows much better what to ask to find out I think, ways they keep a buyer. I cannot have a buyer, anything the guy says. I mean, there's a certain time they give the person the monas, is things that I can, Eshlevure, will give the guy the monas. I can buy things, not collide. He says yes to the milk in the restaurant. He works in Fleischek's. I'm not going to lie to you. He's saying we only have Coke, and he has, you know, and he has other Ashkenazi. Only certain things he can't lie. Things he can even avar. Ralph calls up the OU. He won't. Mashiach's not going to ask. He didn't tell him to speak to my boss. No, you have to have someone who really knows the field. I think. Fine. So now the question is what defines Mukhtar Mekashis. Again, one way is someone says Mukhtar Mekashis, but what defines Mukhtar Mekashis? It says the Orach HaShulchan, the fourth time of the Daker Tshuva. That means someone who's a Tzaddik Niflo. The words are very simple. Someone who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, Kedas. That means someone who writes, put on talis and tefillin, daven 3 times a day, does Tzilas Adayim for Achil over here. Person who's been a Beisai Mekashis, Das Torah Seinak Doisho. Everyone Mukhtar Mekashis, he does Kashis. Now, Lav Davka, every tzibur has to follow other person's tzibur. That means, let's say in America, they have iPhones. Fine, that doesn't mean they're apostle. I mean, that's what he's doing over there with the filter is beside him. He's following his tzibur. That's not a shayla. Therefore, he's a muksik. Once you know he dams 3 times a day. Now, that means that pastor, anyone learning the Shiva Spear, everyone sits here and learns to start for real. No one's just a local for real. That comes for the 52 weekends. Some people come, I think the Bosch are in his words. Some people come to me for the 52 weekends. Right? So those people we're not talking about. And people come to learn for real, you know. To learn for real, learn a local for real over here. Those people are most of the conscious, you know. That's who they are, Batson. So therefore, there are different things that were sold for years. Meat, for example, Hakka's meat has Ashkoka, I think now. But for years, I had no Ashkoka. A big tumult about that. But everyone knew. I have no idea who the guy is. They tell me they done it 3 times a day in vision, so everyone knows who he is. That's the case of Mukhtar Mekashis. There was Ackman's Cakes over here, sold for years over here. Again, no Ashkoka. He lives in Matzah stuff. Everyone says he is Shemaim over here, Natsal, and whatever they say about him. The things that are being sold to Mikvah, can the buyer find out what things in the cookies over there? Find there are people out there who are selling about Mukhtar Mekashis. Now, but again, to actually question, let's step by step. No, yes, it says anything. Anything they have a question for. That means, again, things out there, there's something called Yitzi's liver. Now things on the Badats, that's a guy in J.K. Cole, they told me you'll learn there. But I don't know who the guy is. Azuki's herring also, say, all these things over there that over time is a mukhtar. But again, but the cloud, what makes a mukhtar is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs that you know, or someone knows him and visits or knows him from JK, knows him, he can make a muksik over here. And not only that, there are shkochas of Nachman, I didn't think of shkocha on the package over here. I know he's a muksik. I'm not giving a shkocha on what he's making over here. I know he's a muksik. And whatever he said, I can trust him. There's shkochas out there. Not only that, some shkochas are really making mitzirif. The people have times against, let's say, certain Wahimshah shkochas. They're not really being shamer and upon them. They're really saying that I know the person, you can trust them. So people don't like that. I'm not sure why. Yishlot. It really is a case of what?
Because it's
mice. No, what's a mice? That is fine. Even in your own house, we're mice. You make mistakes. No, fine. Now he's asking another question. Now he's asking another shayla. This question we raise is there at the corner of the corner of Rotzos that we have to have a tudah? Is there a kind where you have to have a shkocho? Now, where's it coming from? There's a base hill over here in Simon Tamachay, brought down by the Chayim over here, Lachampon, Beis Lach Meudo, and he wants time in the dark, and shoot afterwards, that at the corner that people have to have a tudah, even if they're most of the kashrus, why mitzvah of leiplok? That's leiplok. My sister, the Bnei Chabur, were allowed to climb Knievsky and to have Nemensal, one knows the Negev's man is there, and they both say no. No. Bikin the place to not bring it down, there are places to do, Bikin not. But, no. A gam, there's a Kolkara that came out about 10 years ago, signed by Shmuel Kamenetsky from Philly, and by First from Chicago, and Shlomo Miller from Toronto, and a Forsheimer from Lakewood, because all the four cities over there, all four the Rabbon over here, the correct halacha is to have a tudah, you don't sell things without a tudah. But it didn't say you have to be tzad the kanush by more mitzad the lochi. You don't know buying things with attitude. Now, what is that? So there are those who say there's a tekono. Tukhazi, no one says is the real chiyuv takan was mother. Not put down by the ikar paiskim. Not put down. Not a page here. No, it's all the chum nachtu nachach mazod nachach shnor nachach shulchan. They don't bring it down. But there's an idea, you can't stand by from a person who says on the package, Kol Moitzi Vidatz. And a lot of times you see things in the store, Kol Moitzi Vidatz, and who's Moitzi Vidatz? Everyone knows that. Can you go buy that? So if you already bought it, by Seirach Nevi Surum, he is Nemanu, we have a chok over here. It's machlokes. The mice, the Kamal Chok, was on the grass. Asher Elisim, the mice, can be Michael. Why? First, the rival argues with the Rambam. So in the case of Abonon, the rival argues with the Rambam, the mice is no problem over here. And it says, not in the case of Mukhtar Makashers. But the mice, the Chachila, to go buy these things. So the question really is, let's say, a guy in Yeshiva sells cakes. So he sells cakes over here, let him know who he is, or from Vire who he is. There's a shadow over here when he sells cakes all over the place, and the Knabim of Arab. So one first question is, he is a Yerushalmi sitting learning all day, but who's making the cakes? His wife. So Tashas is he saying his wife is a medical shooter, that's why he can put it out. I mean, he's saying, can we not have a Vire about his wife per se? Pashas, he is saying, if he's Neman, he's Neman saying his wife's also okay over here. We wish, or we hope. Now, the shell is, now, to go buy things that says Kol Moed Sibadatz. To go do that, that means, for years, if this captain gave Thursday night share, it was always after Thursday night, to walk out, the guy selling children there, he would say, Oh, sir, my guy's Kol Moed Sibadatz over here. I think it's Sibadatz, you know, fine. Maybe that's hard. Fine, but I say, how can you buy things that says Kol Moed Sibadatz over there? That's the case, you don't mock the guy. Okay, he wear the shemun of gadol, look like kind of gadol there. He wear with the frock and everything. The ma'ase, if not mak who the person is, with the strangle, well, each one onto his own. Doesn't make it if not mak him, hak go by the wear. The ma'ase, on the case, komotz bedatz. First of all, I've asked people komotz bedatz. What does it mean? The water's bedatz? What do we don't need? Okay, the eggs are bedatz? I don't know, it has a stamp on it. Okay, so you mean the sugar's bedatz? Oh, I have to go check. So you have to also know, what do you mean komotz bedatz? You mean bedatz beit Yosef? No, I mean edech haredes. Of course, even though Sher is also bedatz, right? He was also bedatz. So, but you said moitz bedatz edech haredes. Yeah, but that's all the same group. Fine. So that's you always run to those that area problem on from that other side. That what defines moitz kol moitz bedatz edech haredes and what has to be part of that. But another question is: let's say yeah, you'd be machmer, and the person that buys it has to mavar. Do you have a right to go sell it? Now, one of the questions are, let's put it very simple, the store. Our stores are around Friday who sell people's private things. It says in the Komod Shibadats. What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh here is that the people who are Makir can go buy it. People are not Makir. They don't know the Locha that they can buy it. So the question is, are you the seller of being evil if neighbor? Or even you yourself put out the places that they don't know who you are. But most people are not going to buy who you are. Hey, I sell it. Even this little thing over here. So if he's, and he says, now the question is, the person has to, take a step further. Let's say seven loads of guy, let's Babish take your case. So first of all, the guy, the co-fi. First of all, the guy is selling it. He's taking a case with the Makola guy, says, I know this, the guy. So first of all, the Makola guy has to be Mokser. Let's say he's a Mokser, because he's out a few times, then he goes to the co-fi. So this person, if he's a Mokser, says he knows the guy. Let's say the person doesn't ask. He's supposed to ask. So from Zamorist and Shuvman Cheshlam and Chelakalaf, Simulam and Hey, the loch is if he's supposed to ask, and he doesn't ask, and you give it to him, Gam, you know it's kosher. Pasha said, even this little neighbor. There's even Mamashik, the Raisa. Now, Maisa, in the Chabur over here, we had an argument for years about this question. There was a Ashkoka called Torres Abayas. It's not around anymore, right? Torres Abayas? I don't think it's around anymore. But Ashkoka would tell people it's not Kedai to get our Ashkocha. You said a small thing over here, just put out the Komod Sibadatz. The mice say, go sell that way. So I turned to this person that goes over this little favor, and he said, no, it means the person buying it says a chayis, and the person who buys it, who didn't ask, he's a fool for not buying it, for buying things, he does not know. Torah Sibadatz. Can a person sell things that says Komod Sibadatz? For years, Ashkocha called Torah Sibadatz. And for years, Rabbi Baum argued this point. He was running the Torah Sabayas. Yeah, right, to be clear. So the question here was that he felt that he would tell people, Vitalis, why pay us? He's so small, he's not making enough money by paying us the 200 shekels, 300 shekels a month. He's not going to make any profits out of it. It's not worth it. To sell a much of dots for moving around your school now, whatever you're doing. I mean, you're big, you have to put on a shkafa, but you're small, why do it for? I told him because he can sell to people who do not mock her. And by Yalif Sever. So we talked to where I led to get to our Berkowitz. This Kushala of Yalif Sever and after Berkowitz were back. I do not understand how these products could be sold among strangers without having Ashkocha. So Rabbi Baum said over, yeah, I don't need to understand how people buy it for it. That thing is usher. He said, I don't understand. I said, no, he said, he's not allowed to. He's a lefneiver. So he wrote back together, just for clarification, does the Rav mean that this is an issur lefneiver on a producer and a seller? The Rav can stand who'd be willing to buy such thing without hechsher. Selling to Yisrael Silman and Yehuda Baum in Dor HaMalachim. Rav Yosef Berkowitz wrote back four words. It is lefneiver. Finally, I said, Mikshel, not the safe and lefneiver, said Pasha Levi, this lefneiver. That means it comes out. What?
They don't know it has to be a shugge, so it's.
So a shugge lefneiver.
No, but it's not a shallow
because the. We pass Kenya. What? First of all, there's a couple people in the cash register. No one's asking me. Even one of my close wife, where I live, across the street from me, there are three people working. No one's there all day. Right? Three people. What? No, it's intruding. One is half the store, and one person in the house. Now to put on a stempel on it. If you want to find information of a muksa on the phone number on top, you know that's one thing. Or this person is rough to the muksa, call the rub. That's a way of doing it. That means you have to be a muksa to go buy things. Anybody? Yeah. Same called Shuvas Yisrael. Right. Thank you. And the rule I always tell people, if you don't know who they are, it can be served upon them, for sure. It's like this halacha. Not maki, it can be served. No. That's it. When you say komotzi with that, I just wonder, what do you mean komotzi? What do you mean? Who defines komotzi? Flour? Come on. Right? So what's komotzi with that, really? And then we don't share it with that, right? That time it is komotzi with that, tell me everything is, you know, they get stuck by the water behind. It's just a way of pushing them. What's happening? Pashi only does cross on water. Just like you know. Fine. I enjoy it too much. Fine. Now at the end of the day, can you eat by these people? The same enough people that you now buy even this little favor. Fine. Much can eat by them. It says it's very conditional. The person says shocks it over. Vadi can eat by them. That means again, eda chalem bisurim. They get to buy them. That's the problem. Next level of a person is a person, the Maisa, who is not choshe to eat treifus, is choshe to go sell treifus. So that Maisa, we have a sugin of Azadah from Tesla Bays. A candle over there, Maisa, if he's coming, we know he's selling treifus over here, Maisa the choshe, he's not Nemo. So the shell, they do ask, so the Pretoria, very simple. He's selling treifus. Tell me, no, can you taste a piece? He doesn't eat treifus. So once you test him, he eats it. Why can't you go buy from him? Since he's tired, why? Because people push them a little bit and embarrass them and eat it. I mean, not kosher. You push them and embarrass them and they'll eat it because, yeah, of course it's kosher over here. See, the mice is not nemun. However, a person, when you eat, go to the house to eat by them, can eat by them, the law of the gamda being moicha treifus, they won't eat, they won't give you treifus either. Interesting type of person. The people, when they get the money, everything is motor. Out is motor geld. Right? And they get to come to my house? No, kosher. I eat kosher, we have no problem. Now, the Kamal Gamal, he said an interesting word. Someone's oiva avail to Evan, because he enjoys it. Loimika kosher, not called a kosher. In fact, the Taz, in fact, the Gain over here, what type of person I'm discussing over here? I'm discussing a person, he's a to Evan for one avail. And he's really not going to be a kosher for another avail. That's going to be the Lachan Zev Dalad that said that Maisha, there is no chasarin. We're not kosher for him. El Maisha is to Evan for this avail. He's choshev with this avera. So what's going on over here? So the Taz Negrin and Maisel argue and say, and there's kula choshev over here. The way how the Shach wants to answer, and of course the Kesev, the Chanu Godes, Vepi Chodosh, the Wantaino, it means the case over here when you have two things in front of you, and if Heter and Isser, you have two options, then we look to Evon, we're not choshev, we'll give you the case that's straight from here. The only time we're choshev for it is when you have one thing in front of you, finally the choshev one for another. But you have two options, one can be choshev over here. There's no shad. Don't tell to Evan. There's no to Evan over here. No shad over here. Kenji the Choshkun says one time the Meister the to Evan is not a problem. One time the Meister is a problem. That means you took this head to the more and then you limited it massively. The simple words the more you mumble to Evan, not a shad. Either we argue with it, or it's the only case we have two options in front of you, or I only did it one time. That means basically we're not to they can head to the more to a situation where it's not too practical. Sif Gimel is a case where you give him your own food, you give him all the ingredients, and the question is how to look upon when he cooks the food. Now there are three cases over here. You give your shochin all the ingredients, you give over here to your chamoisa, your shviger, he'll cook for you. just had it this morning, early yesterday morning. Fine, and then you had a case of your pundit, go to the inner mirror. So what's the luck in that case? So first, you get to the case, you give to your shochein, one cool enough of Manalev, brings down very clear over there. There's no time to switch it. They gave the own ingredients, no sorority makkel there, and there's no problem. Right, the shochein over there, what should be chosh for? You gave them the ingredients, now we're about the chalipin over there. We get to chamoisoi, come over more, and it brings down a chalikis of Yehuda, if we're going to be worried about it. Come over, Yehuda wants to know what's a chashash, why is it worse the case of a shochein? Because maybe we cause to mistake it for her daughter, or because she's embarrassed of her son-in-law, I wish. So in this case over here, they come along and to worry about this in over here, and say the concept over here of that maybe they switched the ingredients. I mean, you gave them everything to make over here, and the chamoy say, maybe there's a chashad over here. The question, do we pass this way or not? Like the Sabi Hudo. That means the Raj Badaran, the Mice Tari passing the Hudo, the Torah passes this way over here, that maybe even though they gave all the ingredients, they switched over here. Why? To make it better for the son-in-law or for the daughter, better for the daughter and the bush of the son-in-law. And for Kathy, Rambam says not the way. Rambam Lisa Yad, Rambam Mishnah says not the way. The local mice in the gate, Chamoisai, we are machmer. Right? There's a problem here that maybe we should be cycling it over here, switch the ingredients upon you, you have to worry about when there's a chash over here. But how about the place can go this way? That's interesting that she's doing it, why? Because she's a wife because of her son-in-law, because she cares about her son-in-law. Sounds like it's a very nice thing where she cares about her son-in-law. So come along the Drisha and says, why? Because Shemi Yagas Chosna Bitoi, because you get the fruit back and then taste as good as that as well. The son-in-law will get angry at her daughter, and what will happen is Yakeno, and the son-in-law will hit his wife, which is her daughter. So the reason why she's being nice to her son-in-law is why, so the son-in-law should get up, be upset at the mother-in-law, and then be angry and berigus against his wife over here. See, when he should be nice to you, it's only because of the daughter over here, not because she really cares about you, but maybe in the other. Fine. Now, the third level over here is that the case of a pundik, I surely should say this thing, you know, I'm just in America a couple of days. Fine. I'm sorry. The case of a pundik. So the third case over here, the Kamal Gemara says, the question is a question or a statement. Is that Baba Rav eats the shmack of food, and we care about the Tumah Chomim, and therefore we should eat cold food? If a guy has a question, well, Baba Rav, to have the shmack of food, we should have cold food. So is it come and say, what's the chashash over here? The chashash can make it better for them, the chashash can make it better for ourselves. That's my question among the Shem, how do you read it? The Rashi in Chulin and Bango this way, the Chashash come to Masakhle for the Reich, for the time of Chochm over here. And therefore, the Kamal year want to make it better for the Reich, he made bad food over here, they're going to switch the food to make it better for their own Talis over here. Therefore, it comes out to the case over here where they're doing it for themselves, Chino, maybe Echlami, there won't be any Chashash over here. Atzad Hashani, the way how the other Hashem, the place the Kamal wants to tie know. The Rambam seems to go this way. He comes to a chashash of it to masakin for themselves. For themselves, making why? Well, the Kamichom have hot food, we'll have cold food. Yeah. We will have food, we'll take their food, give them our food, and switch over here. And therefore, they'll have a problem to get to their food. Shalom here. So, I said, I have a paskin to come on the Machaber, and the place go like Rashi Shid over here. The chashash of here come to masakin to make it better for you. And that means they point out, what's the chashash of here? You have to be the Chomim. You want to make sure they have good food over here. And therefore, you give them the own ingredients. They taste it, they don't taste so well. They'll give them their own ingredients to make it taste better. That means they care for you. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a worker, a cook in your house, and you're paying them money over here, and you give them food over here. Maisa, even though you give them all the own ingredients, the loch over here is saying, it's not never. Because he's going to be embarrassed not to serve you good food, geschmack of food over here. And therefore, come and buy everything, don't take anything else. Without the sugi mirsas, without the sugi yitzim niknas, without the klum, they won't gain anything out of it. The loch is, he's not nemon. The food of mice is clear, we have made. The chosh of mice made his mice is a problem. I mean, people think I gave all the greens not so here. No, I put in the fire ready before. The mice is not nemon. Well, actually, he cares for you. Why? Because he's being paid over here. And he's very medactic about the things he made for you over here. So he comes out in the sugi to be very careful that you think, oh, what can he mess up already? We don't know what we can mess up. But then they were chosh over here. Next sugya, Sadal Safay, is a sugya of Chashad. That means we have a Mishnah of Chorus, not Chavtes, that brings down over here, that someone is Chashad, is a Chashad for one thing. The question is, we Chashad, a Chashad for the second thing over here. In the Mishnah of Chalik, Yehuda versus Shimon, Yehuda says with the Chashad that he'll do one answer, Rechish is the second thing also for the second. So we have no idea. That's how Shem Shimon disagrees over here. The Lachal Meisri Paskin Lekula Lekim Shimon says in Mechaber. That someone who's choshed for one thing, we're not choshed for a second thing. Now what does that mean? So it's very clear, we get to say, hey, they really have two cases over here. Someone who's choshed for Dovah Kal, that's what's saying we're not choshed for Dovah Chomer. That's what it means over here. Masha'engi was Dovah Chomer, the Shash that he'll mess up, does himself all the time, then he will be choshed for Dovah Kal over here. We will be choshed. That means that Lachal Zadal is saying, we're Klolius. When someone's choshish for something, not for something else. How? Simon Hay will give a limitation to this klal. But the klal is with the chshad of a davar kal, we're not finding a davar kham over here. Now, in the halacha, intertwined with this, is a case over here where the person gives a gezi, which is hetter, with a case of Israel here. What does that mean? Machlag is taz and shach. Taz means you give a gezi and come to your store, that bifurcates it over here, that of Israel. But the way the task is over, when you give them a question, it's mamash and twine, mamash the case of Isser. So they can be a knas on there to shmoy. Like this. By the end of the day, when it comes out, you say, some of those are chshav, a double kal, and when after you double chomer. Now, in Sifhe, we come along to Sifhe Kert. Someone's choshim, a double chomer, but we choshim also with a double kal. Now, what does that mean? So it's very clear in the Torah, Chalar, Shach, there are two different types of things that's chomer and kal. Some of this common kalb is not Einish Shavoy. That this thing, this Avera is a law, you get Malkus, or Chorus, and this Avera is not a law. One more common, the law, the Naka Chorus is less common, the thing gets Chorus. So you're Choshish, the thing on Chorus, a law, come with Choshish, the thing that's a law Baal. The second thing is that any Avera's. The Einim thinks it's much more a common. The example, case of Chelev. Chelev case that's Chorus. Chazer pig is a case of a lot of backwards. What's the Einya Brias? What do Chilonim think? What do Chushudim think? What's worse? The old thing, Lechor, any Chazer is worse than the case of Chelev. I think it's worse. That means there are two types of things. There's the Chomnik thing that's had that Veo Shavoy, the Chorus over the Lab, and there's Chomnik Einya Brias Chazer over Chelev over here. People somehow reason think Chazer is worse than any case over here of the situation of eating of Chelev over here. Therefore, the question is, when we say Chomer Kal, what do we mean over here? Do you mean Einya Brias? Or do you mean the Einish? What's the one in the case of here? We're saying someone's Choshev in something that's Chomer, but obviously he's also Choshev in the Dover that's Kal. What's Chomer? The Einish? Or the Einya Brias over here? So come along the Mechab, in this case where he starts off saying, he says, let's say a person is Nizer, think that's more Chomer on Chazer. How he's not nizer on chilav over here, which is better mochamin the einish shavoy, but einish brias and mochal over here. The loch is coming on the mechaber and says my miracle. He make it. That means a gam. The loch over here he eats chilav, which is a lav. Meiser, in the chaz of the meiser, he's zor upon the meiser. He can't be makele. He's not the chom means what einish brias. Let's say if I care the other way around. Let's say he's choshev of the kal. For example, cheeseburger passion only and he did it up on him. Maisi has a case of, but on the thing that's more chum over here. Example, eats lettuce, bumps inside. Six laven. Once a bottle of six laven. Some of the reason people know cheeseburger chashashal. Lettuce from the shuk with all the bugs. Yeah, no one sees it. Rabbits come over here. No problem here. That Maisi, they do eat. But in every it's not that way. Come along the Taz appeal, the shak fence on the door over here. Bush because it says, what's the local? Also, we go after Einya Brias over here. That means either way, side the kula, side the chumra, how do you look upon it? That means the person who will eat the cheeseburger over here will make it be more, will have to be choshish now for the chas of the lettuce. That means you go to a person's house and gives you lettuce. And you're not choshish for the case of various, only for cheeseburgers. The law says you cannot eat the lettuce. Why? Because once he's Einya Brias, he's over things that are more chumra, he's not being number things that Einya Brias are more calavir. That means the getter is what? Not Einya Shavoy. The getter is what's Einya Brias. Einya Brias, Bein L'Kulo, Bein L'Chomer. Now this halacha is negated to, there's something called woman and two minim. The halacha is, this is negated to eating. Eating is called woman. Chas is woman, chelv is woman. These are all in the category of woman. What is the halacha negated to two minim? It's more negated to sevzayim, in the case of two minim. It means negated to someone who is done a veir on Shabbos. I have to get his kolam. Come up with a place where we're discussing a case where a person is choshed bin oral. Do not do a bris milah over here. Do not do a bris milah. In every year, every yid has a bris milah. Everyone does that. Even the Kamadullah let him do it. Those that don't are really anti. And you have to, now the question is, you've not bismillah, is he choshed for the case of shechita over here? He's choshed for shechita. For a case of treifus over here. So, mitzad the oinah shaboy, the question is, first of all, which one's worse? That's your question. You read the shach, the night of Yehuda, that come above over here. Sound like machlokes, how do you look upon the case of the oral? Is it the oinah worse than the case of shechita over here? Why? So it sounds like there's a question, when a person is the oral, is every single second is over the Issacharis? I mean, one of the brisk tari you hear a lot of times is, what's an oral? Every moment is not even this over here? No, let's say when he gets older and he does bismillah. Now, nice, it was oikir the Issa Shavai and not even Karis. I did it until the end of the day. So is it every moment? No, when he did it, nice, not a problem. So look at the Mishabun of this Pesach, he says it's koregav erega. Person is the oral, he's chayv Karis. So others disagree. He said that's machlokes between the dagma vovo and the shach over here. Dagma vovo sounds like to be meikol over here versus shach. And mocham over here. How do you look upon the bismillah? Is it ev korek of rega or not korek of rega? But next year, they get the case over here with this shnei min and what's the luck of the situation. It's kamel the taz and the shach and the min on the base station at the end of the simon. It says someone who's choshed for one min, a gamut's mochamer, we're not choshed for a thing that's kamel, which is a different type of min. I mean, in halachas, if you say uchosh with davar chomer, it's a chosh also davar kal. That's only what's one min achila. Not negate the two minim over here. Not two minim. Not those who pass this way. Chodesh some sefer. Now, first they point out it's not brought down the mechaber. We left it out. So the chacham b'yomim says we know why he left it out. For simple, not negate the asugir. Asugir is achila. Is achila. Achila is nichol get a one min. Not sugir two minim over here. Not negate the idea of arul over here. But they do this come over Moshe Vitainis. He wants to argue the point. He says, yes, it's true over here. It brings down a sugya that those who want to be mekel. Have go back to look in Simon Beis, in Sif Zayin. He points out Lechura, his machlik is Rosh versus the Rambam. And over there, the Rambam over there passes like the Rambam. The Chabal passes like the Rambam Lechumra over there. The Rosh over here, that's when the Chabal left it out. Did not agree to this. They even want Taina Lechul Maisa. And two different types of minim yet in Mahur was the Chomet Dekal. He says, look at the people number four, so he passed on the Loch Maisa, not like the Taz and Shachar, we are saying. The Loch is by two minim, you can't be Mekel when it came to Chomet Dekal. You have to come up to be Mahur over here. Now you could answer, which is Kashim, some base, but no one answered. The Maisa, he says, first of all, we do not pass him with this Heter. So number one, the Heter of Shnei Minim is not that simple. Number two, even in the case of Shnei Minim, come on, different Achonim point out, it really depends what type of aveira that you're doing over here. Says the Beis Hillel, let's say you're doing an aveira that everyone knows that you don't do. You don't do. That means from a year to not eat the veils and shakers. We don't do that. We don't eat chaza, we don't eat crabs, we don't eat these things over here. So if you do that, it's not the same shavoy. You're chosh in the chomer, therefore you can come on to be machmos in the kal. Give our woman to him. Once you do something that the tzur of a year doesn't do, you show it, you don't care. I mean, this concept over here of the heter is when you're a choshen. A person's really come to be oikin what you didn't know not to do over here. That's a problem. What happened to Ashar? What happened to Godim? The way that Din Makil discusses over there is a case when a person has a store open on Shabbos. He says, get involved. Come to Machal Shabbos for Hesse, we'll get to the Sugya next Kaburah. What's the looking to get to the Rabbonans? Makhil Memkar. Machalikis, but the Rabbonans, he's saying that. Even the Tzad, he says that the Rabbonans do not say, get Shabbos, and therefore my shish being only choshen from having the store open, and therefore a shechita should not be a problem. No, because every yid knows not to have his store open. Particularly the tzur of a yid, that person won't have this heter of 1 minute to 2 minutes. That's what you do. It's incorrect over here. Not so. Moshe has an also tshuva like that. Same insight. He gets involved with there was a person who had a culture in an area that is Baravayan. He moved to St. Louis. There's a sheikh over there. He was sheikh a bunch of years, and after he got to work with his wife said, oh, you just know, on Shabbos, you're going to the bathroom, we'll come out smelling some smoke. We smoke every Shabbos, I know. So, Moshe gets involved with, first of all, Pasha, she's not Nemon, because she does not like him, he gets divorced from her, so she was not Nemon, so therefore, her, how she created Kol over here, but see, he had Kol originally from before he came to St. Louis, so to give the idea of Kol, and he's saying over here that, the idea over here that I chosh for one to get the sugya of shechita. Yeah, but everyone knows we don't smoke on Shabbos. Everyone knows that. I eat bitzina, but everyone knows. Once everyone knows that they don't have the head to 2 minim to 1 minim. 2 million to 1 million is what not everyone knows. That's being equal to serving Yisrael there. A third limitation of the Seder, come with Moshe, and one time that's not the case where you're choshed. They try to make mistakes, I don't know, yes, sometimes. I try to be active, no. If someone who mourns doesn't care about it, again, it's define the person who he is. Also, I never care about it. Also, he won't have a Seder of 2 million to 1 million. Maisa Chalkin Yom points out, the court really depends. The cases that define it really via Mokhil, via Zman, and each case would be particle. That means, for example, a person who, let's say, in the 1920s would work on Shabbos in America, I don't think that being particle and shows who he is. That's how the world was. Someone in the 1990s works on Shabbos, and in any country, he's a particle, that's it. You know, it's a different sura. And again, that can go for numerous types of areas, depending on the world, what society you're in. You can even extend it to Lashon Hara. You can extend it to different things over here. That for some odd reason, people speak Lashon Hara not being protocol. Yes, why? It's because for whatever reason. Maisa, we don't look down upon it like having a store open on Shabbos. Again, having Lashon Hara is more comedic than having a store open on Shabbos, but that's how the world looks upon things that way. So it comes out this Heter of 2 million that we send it. Some of it's chomer of a count by 2 million or mekel. Yes, that's true, but how will Maisa Moshe argues? Number two is that practically, if you take away the yid does not do that, he does that to be perk all over here. And number three, Moshe says there's a chil between the case of a caution versus the case of a mummer. Fine, that's the first half of the Sugi. We have Besham on Sunday, we'll go through Zion till Sifu Gimel.